Well, you might be thinking it's Harvest Festival, since I've got some packets of seeds and some books that tell us how to plant vegetables and how to grow them and tend them successfully. I wonder, Kathleen, would you like to come out and give me a hand, please? Yes, I'm sure you will. Well, we've got lots of packets of seeds. Perhaps, would you like to hold some of them up and show the people? Yeah, I'm so happy. What have we got? What have you got there? I wonder. That? What's that one? Antirrhinums? Oh, what's that one say? Aster? Can you pronounce that one? Because I can't. Coleus. Is that right? Does that sound right? And what else have we got? Let's hold them up. So, marigolds. Morning glory. All these bright colours. And patience. And then we've got, what have we got? Is that how you pronounce it? But we can't, well, there is one that you can eat. I think I read here. One that tastes of lemon. And you can have in sandwiches. Can't remember which one it is. But these are ones that we can eat, aren't they? All these. What have we got there? Oh, we've got some Brussels sprouts, some leeks, lettuce. Which one do you like? You like lettuce? Oh, you do. Oh, and Brussels sprouts, that's good. What about parsnips? Not quite, not sure. Turnips. Don't usually have turnips, no. Swede. Not sure about that one, no. And we've got mixed salads, courgettes. Yeah. Oh. You're like my granddaughter. Some leeks. Not sure, a bit like oniony, aren't they? They are. And there's your favourite, Brussels sprout. Yes? Good. Well, I've got some seeds here. Let's put those back on there. We've got some seeds here. Let's put them out. Those are all different sizes of seeds. These are all the same size, but there are lots of different sizes of seeds. Right. Well, if we give them a little while, I think they're going to grow. You don't think so? If we left them 2 or 3 months, do you think we could come back and they'll be growing for us? No. What does it need, do you think? Some soil, right. See if we've got some soil. Oh, we've got some soil. There we are. Perhaps we can sow these, can't we? Would you like to just sprinkle them on there? That's good. That's lovely. So we've got the seed tray and some compost. We got a trowel, but we didn't need the trowel, did we, this morning? We'd already got the stuff out, the compost out the bags. Oh, we need something to put just on top of them, don't we? Just a little bit. I'll better do this. I don't want Mum to say you've got fingers dirty in church. There we are. That's it. Put a little bit on there. That's it. And some water. Well, I've got a watering can, and this is special water. You can't see it, but we need to sprinkle it on there, don't we? That's it, lovely. It's special water, that one. So we're ready and the seeds will grow. But of course, before we get some harvest or some nice flowers, that seed has got to die and then give new life. That's what's got to happen. Well, we're going to be hearing a story today. We'll be doing it in Junior Adventurers. Got that right? Good. About some wheat and sowing some wheat. Story that Jesus told. So we'll be sharing that in church, and perhaps you'll be looking at that in adventures. Of course, today Passion Sunday, isn't it? We remember that Jesus died on a cross for us, and then 3 days later rose again, and that gives us hope for the future, and of course the promise of eternal life. I've got some little bookmarks, well, you can use them as bookmarks, with planting instructions on them. Perhaps, Catherine, you'd like to pop them round to the congregation. Have you got enough there? Take them all. That's it. Take them all. And go and plant some seeds in the congregation there.